Most physicists are amateur metaphysicians. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Most physicists are amateur metaphysicians. There's been a great deal of talking about God and science and how the two are cooperative and how the two are not cooperative. The scientists have been reporting recently that they've been studying things that are really making the world into something very special and very wonderful and very fantastic. Scientists are trying to explain that it doesn't explain where order comes from. Science is unable to explain where order comes from. And then the scientist said, I believe that order is the reflection of the mind of God. Well, that's beautiful too. Without the concept of God, the scientist said, we'll always be forced to treat some things like strange brute facts. Isn't it wonderful how we worry about these things? Where do we come from and where are we going and what are our values and what is important for us in life? And these are concepts that metaphysicians worry themselves with. But now scientists are worrying themselves with that too. And they're coming up with no satisfactory answer. They're not even coming up with a satisfactory answer to the new school of thought called the School of Chaos. And this is showing that in the absolute ultimate things that there's an order, there's a balance, there's a harmony. And this harmony is showing itself as scientists are doing deeper and deeper and more intense research into all of these things that they call chaos. And they find that even out of it comes an order and a balance. Well, now, we look at the stars, we look at the heavens, we look at the bodies of man, and we find the molecules and the quarks going around inside of man's body as being something rather spectacular and rather outstanding. And we wonder to ourselves, what's this all about? What is this all about? Why is it that we have such most unusual, intense type bodies that are so complete and so wonderful, and yet they come up with some interesting problems? Research is being done on babies that are prematurely born. And in their gut, it's found that they have a lack of certain bacteria that are vital and important to their growing up and to their normal being, a normal human being's gut. And they find that as the baby is being born, as it comes out the birth canal, that it picks up all sorts of bacteria that are necessary to its survival, that is necessary to its life experience. Survival was a little heavy word there. But necessary to its life experience. And they find that babies who are prematurely born and who are cesarean and who don't come out in the normal way miss out on these bacteria that are put into them. And then they find that babies that do not have the opportunity to have mother's milk, do not have the opportunity to have the being next to the body of the mother and picking up the bacteria the mother has all over her body that are necessary for the infant to develop and grow their own internal bacterium. Now we think bacteria, what a terrible thing. Well, science are finding out that these bacteria within the body are vital and dynamic and alive, and when they're in balance, as they are in a normal healthy person, the bacteria are cooperating to bring about a very perfect body function, a very perfect bodily development and organization. And when any one of the bacteria is out of balance or out of harmony, then it causes everything to go into a destruct mode. And this is very unfortunate. But science is studying this and researching this and coming up with it. And they're finding that when in this parental mother's milk program, that the mother is, when she is harmonious, when she is balanced, when she herself is a beautiful, organized being that has no great problems and no frustrations and no tensions and anxieties that are passed on over to the child comes through this very well and very beautifully. The tenderness that parents show to one another when a child is born, and something so special and something so wonderful, is not something that happens by accident. It is something you might call in the divine plan. And the divine plan is a plan where balance and harmony are so necessary to the full and complete development of the embryonic child into the adult that it becomes ultimately. How can we, with our ignorance, our lack of awareness of all these things, even though science is studying these things and coming, it doesn't mean that that's helping us in our everyday life. In our everyday life, with our children, with ourselves, how are we coming to an understanding of what is God? How are we coming to an understanding of what is our body? How are we coming to an understanding of how is our body formed and what is the purpose of our body? Well, we find that rather than being physicists, we are more metaphysicians. We are people who are going into the thoughtful realm of the world, thinking about where things come from and how things are done. But more, we know in our heart that when we are balanced, our bodies are balanced, our life is balanced, our harmony, our world is balanced. When we are not balanced, all these things are out of order. All these things do not work and do not accomplish the things that we'd like them to accomplish. Are we able to really intuitively perhaps, but are we able to scientifically move into our body and understand it as we are working on it? Are we really understanding the mechanism of the body itself? Are we really understanding why and how it functions as it does? Are we really understanding that some things removed and some things replaced and some things taken away and some things added? Whatever these things may be, are we doing a blessing to the body or are we doing a curse to it? Are we causing the body distress by how we manipulate and function it? Are we doing a blessing to it, or are we hurting our body functions by taking things away? Now, what sort of things might we take away? Well, we think that food is necessary for the body. We think that water is necessary for the body. We think that air is necessary for the body. We think all of these things are very important. And yet, when some finite research is done, we find that some other factors come in there that are so vital and so dynamic and so necessary that when they're not there, all fails. And what are those factors? The factors might be love. The love of the parent for the child, or the child for the parent, or the parents for each other, or people for one another. Love is such a universal and beautiful thing. It is a power. It is a source of great abundance, of great wonderful wealth, of great proper functioning of every activity of our life, whether it's our business finances or whether it's our personal finances or whether it's our personal body or our personal mind, whatever it may be. When we are loving, beyond whatever we've ever thought of before, great and beautiful things happen to us. To do this, it doesn't take a giant leap. It just takes a relaxed sitting back and saying, peace. Breathing deeply, peace. When a mother holds a child in her arms and she thinks thoughts of peace, thoughts of infinite love, thoughts of joy, that child functions in its body more beautifully, more powerfully, more wonderfully than anything in the world. Children have a tendency, as we have often said, they like to be alone. And when they're alone, they're living in their own world. They're not living in the world of confusion, the world of frustration, the world of other people. They're living in a happy, centralized world within themselves. They're living in a world of peace. Now, parents who are able to bring about this feeling of peace with their children as they are with their children have wonderful things happening. And parents who don't have limitation happening. Now, it doesn't mean the child is going to go bad because the parents are unable to love the child or themselves. It only means that the capacity of the child to be the great being that it truly is and always will be is somehow stifled, somehow held back, somehow not allowed to function to its highest and best. We learn so much in doing our scientific studies. We learn so much and we find it so fascinating. And yet, the most fundamental aspects of life are not learned in the scientific laboratory. They're learned in the day-to-day response we have to ourselves and to those whom we love. Are we able to be on top of this? Are we able to be master of it and say, yes, all the pills in the world and all the food in the world and all the water in the world and all the air in the world, all the things in the world that might come to us and as necessary for the maintenance of our physical being are totally unnecessary compared to a world of love. A world of love. As Moses fed his people as he brought them across the desert lands, the manna of heaven. So we have the manna of heaven within us. So within us is every atom and every quark and every power source that could be. And these atoms are energy that could light a city, and they certainly could light our bodies and illumine our bodies and make our bodies into the wonderful being bodies that they are. Because all is created out of nothing. We say that quite often. All is created out of nothing. So truly, nothing is necessary for the maintenance of our body except for the metaphysical virtues of love, of peace, of harmony, of balance. When we have those metaphysical harmonies in our being, we are peaceful, we are balanced, we are harmonious, we are happy, we are joyous. And we live beautiful, fantastic lives. We breathe of an inner substance, we drink of an inner water, we eat of an inner food. All of these things are within us. All these things are the energy that is within us, that energy that empowers us to live from moment to moment. Withdraw that energy from our body, which is itself an impossibility, but withdraw that energy from the body, unplug the body from its power source, and the body would cease to be, regardless how much food, air, and water it had about it to sustain itself. If you withdraw that energy, that physical human energy, that mental energy, that energy of the atom within each of us, we would cease to be, we would be less than dust, we would be no more. Let us learn today, or sometime in our life, certainly, the power of unconditional love, the power of balance, the power of harmony, the power of joy, the power of these virtues that build our life more surely than any physical substance could ever do. And more eternally than any physical substance could ever do. As the physical substance goes from dust to dust, the energy goes on eternally. And the energy forms itself into a picture that we call our body. And that picture we call our body doesn't become anything, really. It is a reflection of God. It is God's reflection in us, as us, who we are. And we are this divine being. Science does wonderful things, and it's fascinating to study it and read it and know about it. But when it comes down to it, the metaphysician who says God is within each being. It is only when man studies God within that he finds the truth about himself, that he finds purpose and direction for his life. And to find purpose and direction for our life is really not what is important. The only important thing for a human being is to be themselves and have fun, is to be a joyous, wonderful, fabulous center of love and peace and harmony and goodness. And when each person is that, they have fulfilled their reason for being here. They have fulfilled their reason for being at all. It's very fascinating, isn't it? Very wonderful to think that we are a lot of nothing, and yet we think we're something. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.